Chapter 1. Tenby.
Even at that early age, we were vaguely aware of art and beauty. Augustus John.
For a few weeks in summer, when the waters of Carmarthen Bay glittered blue under a sharp sea breeze, the Welsh town of Tenby was transformed into a busy seaside resort. Music from the local brass band competed with a visiting troupe of black-faced minstrels. Elegant couples strolled along the curving esplanade, bathing machines lined up at the water's edge, cumbersome wagons on high spindly wheels. And there were children everywhere, flying kites in the sharp summer winds, paddling in the shallow surf and begging for rides on the donkeys that padded patiently up and down the sand. For many of those children, the beach was their annual treat, but for the four John siblings, it was their familiar playground. The rock pools where they paddled and fished for shrimps, the dark caves, the secluded swimming spots. All these had been known to them since they were small. And for Gwen and Gus, who kept pencils and scraps of paper in their pockets wherever they went, the beach was also their studio. It rarely failed to throw up new subjects to sketch. The beaky outline of a seagull, a bleached sculpture of driftwood, the faces of new children. And when they were lucky, there were visiting artists to spy on too. Amateur painters who set up their easels to capture views of the sea, the cliffs and the old town walls.
Gwen and I, full of curiosity, would approach as near as we dared to watch the mystery of painting, Gus recalled. And years later, when Gwen was a student, she would paint her own landscape of Tenby. It was a panoramic view of the beach, with the harbour wall curving steeply round a crescent of golden sand, and it captured the moment between daylight and dusk when families were taking their last seaside stroll. In the foreground, a young woman in a fashionably trimmed hat was walking with a small girl, their closeness evident in the child's bright up-tilted face. A little way behind was a slightly older mother, talking attentively to her own small daughter. The only other figure in the painting, a youth in a hat, walked alone. As a painting, Landscape at Tenby with Figures was the work of a novice, its detail undercut by awkward hitches in perspective. But as a biographical image, it was tantalising. There were no fathers in either family group, and something about Gwen's placing of her figures on the otherwise deserted beach, her exaggerated contrast of light and shadow, had given the scene a quality of dream or memory. The woman in the foreground, who'd been modelled on Gwen's sister Winnie, may have been a dim recollection of her own dead mother, Augusta. The child may have been Gwen herself, and this painting may have drawn on the last happy moments Gwen could recall before Augusta John had fallen seriously ill and Edwin John had shuttered himself away in grief. Gwen had been 8, Gus just 6 and a half, when tragedy struck.
"I used to cry all the time," Gwen claimed. "I never expected any happiness in my life."
To Gus, it seemed that the death of their mother had robbed them not only of joy, but confidence too, causing all four children to retreat behind a wall of invincible shyness. They had no help from their father, who was unable to articulate his own loss, let alone comfort theirs, and Augusta's death remained a bewildering mystery to the little Johns, an inexplicable rupturing of their childhood.